Das kann sich nicht aber ich sage, wenn wir heute sagen, dass ich darf ein Wolf. Sagt der Mishnah, if one man wants to marry Kehenes, he has to look into the Yichas of four of her mothers, which means it should actually be eight of her mothers, the Mishnah explains, meaning her mother, her maternal grandmother, her mother's paternal grandmother, and her mother, the woman's paternal grandmother and her mother, her paternal grandfather's mother, and her mother. If he wants to marry a Levia or Israelis, he has to add on one more to the list, and he has to look into, meaning he has to add one level of mothers to the four main categories listed above, so it will bring L'chaira to 12 instead of 8. If a person determines that one of the woman's ancestors was a kohen who did the avodah on the mizbech, there's no need to investigate further than that kohen for that yichas line. Same would be true for an ancestor who was a levi and had sung on the platform along with the levim in the base of Mikdash. Same is true for an ancestor who was found to be a member of the Sanhedrin. Similarly, anyone whose ancestors are known to have been a public official or a gabit tzedakah may marry off his daughter to a kohen, and these ancestors need not be looked into. Rabbi Yossi says, also, someone who signed as a witness in the court of the city of Yeshana near Tzipori doesn't have to have his ancestors looked into. Rav Chanina ben Tugna says, even someone who was listed in the king's army does not have to have his ancestors looked into. Frek the Gemara, why is it that women must be looked into but men do not have to be looked into? The Gemara says, when women fight, they accuse each other of znus, and therefore there's no way to know if there's a problem with the yichas. However, when men fight, they accuse each other of being puzzled for yichas. Therefore, if it's true that they were puzzled, we would have heard about it already, so we don't have to look into it anymore. Zok the Gemara, from the fact that our Mishnah seems to say that a woman, even a kehenes, need not check into her husband, our Mishnah is approved to Rav, which says that a kehenes may marry someone who is not fit for a kahuna. Rather, Bar Ahava told a Brisa that said, a man must look into four of her mothers, which is actually 12 of her mothers. Another Brisa says it's four of her mothers, it's actually 16 mothers. In fact, rather, Bar Ahava's Brisa can be said to be discussing a woman who is Leviya or Israelis, and that's why there are 12, like we learned in the Mishnah. However, the other Brisa seems to be arguing on our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, when our Mishnah says that he adds one layer onto the mothers when he's marrying a Leviya or Israelis, it means one pair of mothers, which will bring the total to 16, from 8 to 16. Rabbi Yehuda named Rav said the Mishnah that says he has to check out the woman's yichas follows Rabbi Meir. However, the Rabbanan hold that every Jewish woman has a chazaka of pure yichas, and there will be no reason to check into them. In fact, how can we say that Rav says the Mishnah does not follow the Rabbanan when Rav Chaim Bar Guri, in the name of Rav, said that our Mishnah is discussing where people claim that the woman was of pasul yichas, and that's why she must be checked out, which means that the Mishnah is even following the Rabbanan? Mar says the one who taught the first statement of Rav would not agree with the second statement of Rav. The Mishnah said, "Ein boikin ha-mizbech lemala." The Mar explained that the reason is if the kohen had not been determined to be a pure yichas, he would not have been allowed to serve on the mizbech. The Mishnah said, "V'loy min ha-duchen lemala." Rav says that the levim of pure yichas were there, meaning a levi of impure yichas would not have been allowed to sing with the levi in Beis HaMikdash, and therefore, if they weren't the pure yichas, they would not have been singing, and therefore, you don't have to look beyond that. V'loy min ha-sanhedrin lemala, the Mishnah said. This is because, as Rav Yosef taught in the Braisa, the members of the Bez must be of pure integrity and of pure yichas. We learn from a pasuk that compares the members of the Sanhedrin to Moshe Rabbeinu. We learn from there that just as he was of pure yichas, so too the members of the Sanhedrin must be of pure yichas. The Mishnah then said, Kol Misha Hurziku Avoisov Mishoitre Harabim. So they also that we can assume that they're good yichas. Fekmar, this seems to say that judges, not on the Sanhedrin, which is what is meant by the phrase of public officials, must also be a pure yichas. However, Mishnah says that all are valid to judge monetary cases, even Mamzerim Lachayra. So therefore, you don't have to be a pure yichas. Rehud explains actually that this means even a Mamzer. So Abaya said, our Mishnah is referring to Yerushalayim, where all the judges had to be a pure yichas. Mishnah then said, Vigabi Tzedakah Masim. Mar says the reason for this is that a gabbat tzedakah ends up fighting with people because they can seize assets for tzedakah, etc. Therefore, if they had impure yichas, it would have come out in these fights. Mar says the mice, the host of Rav Bar Ahava, was the son of a ger, and he was arguing with her bibi as to which of them should be running the city. They asked Rav Yosef who should run the city. At first, he answered that since the host was a ger, he should not be put in charge. Rav Bar Ahava then told him that this man's mother was a Yisraelis. Rav Yosef then said, if so, Rav Bibi should be in charge of the spiritual aspects of the city, and the host should run the other matters of the city. The Gemara says that some people would not allow the child of a ger and a Israelis to a position of power, and some would allow it. Mishnah said, "Rabbi Yosi Omer, Af Mi Shehaya, etc." Mar says, in that place, it would only allow someone with pure yichas to sign as a witness. Therefore, if he was signed as a witness over there, we know he's a pure yichas. Mishnah and Tzera, B'dachinim, and Tignes, V'chulu. Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Shmuel, said, this is referring to David's army, where only people of pure yichas were allowed to serve. This was done so that they have their own source and the source of their ancestors to help them to win the war. In fact, we find that Selek, the Ammonian, Uriah, Hachiti were in the army, so that you see they weren't the pure yichas. Mar said, they were not these nationalities, rather, they were regular Yidden who happened to live in those places. In fact, we find that Itayev Gass was in the army. We also also learned that Rabbi Yehuda Naamah Rav said there were 400 children born to Yefas Toyars that were in the army of David. Mar says they were there to scare the enemy, but they did not actually fight, get involved in the fighting itself. Only people of pure Yichud got involved in the fighting itself.